Here's the thing. How can we dispel the darkness of our mind? How? What is the darkness of our mind anyway? It is it's the darkness of confusion. And that our mind, just like in ordinary darkness, we can't see clearly. Our mind is pervaded by a darkness of ignorance. And due to that, our mind cannot see things clearly. Cannot see things clearly. Sees them completely mistakenly. So this explanation is indispensable. Everybody needs to hear this and to contemplate it, understand it, meditate on it again and again. All objects, or all things we can say, whether they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, are mere appearances to mind, mere appearances of mind, just like the things experienced in a dream. Okay, so this is the truth. This is Buddha's truth, which I'm going to be explaining quite a bit in this class. All the things, pleasant things, unpleasant things, neutral things, they are exactly the same as the objects experienced in a dream. This isn't easy to understand at the beginning, but we can gain some understanding by thinking in the following way. When we're awake, hopefully that's now, I hope you're awake. When we're awake, many different things exist. So look around your room right now. Look at your laptop, or look at your hand. When we're awake, many different things exist. But when we fall asleep, these things cease. We think, no, they don't. When I fall asleep, they're still there. But this is not true. Right now, we don't understand this, but just keep an open mind, and gradually we will understand. So why does Buddha say that when we're awake, many things exist, but when we fall asleep, they cease. Those objects cease. They stop existing. This is because the mind to which they appear ceases. Yeah? The mind to which those objects appear ceases, therefore the objects cease. Okay? The mind ceases, therefore the objects cease. We think, no, the mind, the object's still there, my mind's still here. It just doesn't see the object. The object's still there, my mind's still here. We're okay, everything's okay. That isn't Buddha's understanding. And don't forget, Buddha is an omniscient being. He's fully realized being. He's realized all phenomena perfectly and simultaneously and directly and so forth. So he knows what he's saying. It's true. So let's just repeat that. When we're awake, many things exist, but when we fall asleep, they cease. And the reason for this is because the mind to which they appear has ceased. And then, when we dream, okay, you've fallen asleep, all the things in your waking life have ceased. When we dream, the only things that appear are dream objects. Later, when we wake up, these dream objects cease. Why? Because the dreaming mind to which they were appearing has ceased. Now then, how do you feel now? Do we get this now? Are we starting to believe a little bit? Because this is our experience, isn't it? When we are dreaming, things appear to our dreaming mind. Yeah? But then when we stop dreaming and wake up, the things that appear to our dreaming mind have stopped, they've ceased, they've gone. So we're happy with that, I think. And I think we accept that one. I'm going to come back to this later on. If we think deeply about this, we will understand. This is a great benefit that's coming now, that if we understand this. If we understand this deeply, we will understand that we can cause all of the unpleasant things that we dislike to cease simply by abandoning impure, deluded states of mind. If we understand this deeply, Buddha's main teaching, then we can cease all the unpleasant things in our life and life after life. How? By stopping the impure minds, the deluded minds, to which these objects are appearing. If the deluded minds stop, the objects that are appearing to deluded minds also stop. So in other words, there are no more unpleasant things. There are no more unpleasant people. There's no more unpleasant places. Everything's wonderful. We can cause all the pleasant things we desire to arise simply by developing a pure mind. That is the essence of Buddhist teachings. Purifying our mind of delusions through a spiritual practice will fulfill our deepest longing for true, lasting happiness. Okay? This is the Buddhist way. This is the liberating path. This is the way to permanent inner peace of nirvana and enlightenment. Purify our mind. Get rid of all those delusions. Remove all the delusions.